morning, Emmanuel.
Good morning, sir. So we can do a recorded interview now.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So I'm looking at a publication on Ghana web suggesting that you have some hidden medical records from Germany that you have not released to the public, and he's daring you to do so. What do you say to that?
Oh, the allegation is coming from an incredible source, a person who has lost all credibility as far as truth is concerned. I mean, Kennedy Ajofon is known in Ghana as somebody who speaks lies at any person of integrity who tries to fight corruption. So I am not surprised that he was took that low, you know, to make accusations without any foundation in fact or in truth. I have never been to Germany on any occasion. For a medical checkup. I don't know any German hospital or any German clinic, and therefore his allegations are false.
He has
documents on me having gone for medical treatment in Germany. He should produce them because my passports are available. I have not been to Germany. Indeed, I don't know Germany, let alone to go for a medical treatment. The whole of my journey, from the PNDC in 1983 to when I left office on the 19th, I did not have the opportunity to visit Germany, let alone to visit a medical facility.
He talks about Mahama Yariga having had this information before your vetting, but was impressed upon by John Mahama.
Mahama Yariga is my son, who incidentally, I had to lead an investigation again because of public duty. Mahama Yariga will tell the public that he holds no medical record on me having visited Germany. And I do not think that the attribution to Mama Yariga is true, because Mama Yariga will never, and I repeat, never make such false allegations against me as his father. He would have been ostracized by the chiefs and people of the Kusao traditional area for such a blatant lie. And I challenged him to get Mama Yariga on the phone to confirm that he had documents proving that I had been to Germany for any type of treatment whatsoever.
What would you do to him?
Mama is the person who asked Mama Yariga not to publicize those documents. President Mama is alive, he's not dead. He should speak to it. I don't know why a simple matter of a Japa Realities Limited transaction, over which I conducted an anti-corruption assessment under law, should lead to all these lies being told about me. Yesterday it was that I used an obviously speak up to be panicked. I've never had a palm in my life. I've never entered an office pickup in my life. I had my own pickup, and I never farmed with it. I had my own Camry, brand new. It's now only 500 kilometers because I had to use government car and abandon it. The wires were eaten by mice. Just last week, I sent it to Gamut, and they put it in proper shape and repair. So what is all this lies? Simply because somebody has performed a professional duty and responsibility. Please, I have said since I left office that I was not going to give any press interview about my resignation. I was not going to talk to the press. I am being pushed by so-called responses to me, which contains blatant falsehoods, to speak. But I do not want anybody to blame me when I speak out and it becomes unpalatable. So something I won by dint of hard work from the PNDC to date. And I'm not going to allow anybody, not even a president, to pull that integrity into the mud.
Why do you think a sitting MP would make these statements against you, a sitting MP from the incumbent party? And what will you do to him now that you are challenging these claims that he has made?
That sitting MP has the character of assassinating every responsible person's character, including the judges of the Superior Court. So why would anybody give him credibility? But you see, he has enough money. He owns a radio station, TV station, and all those things. I am a poor man who has tried to lead a straight and narrow life and crusaded against corruption without asking for payment. So, he will try to destroy me. You know, anybody who tries to fight corruption must be aware from the beginning that corruption will fight back. And all that is going on is corruption fighting back and it's demonstrating
when
that the whole rhetoric about fighting corruption was mere rhetoric. The time for reckoning has come. And nobody should push me. I repeat, nobody should push me.
Ghanaians would want to know how you're taking your retirement. And when you say nobody should push you, who can really speak to these people who are pushing you to stop?
Well, I'm speaking to you. And they should tell their people they have wrongly briefed to be telling lies about me to stop before I decide to respond. And when I decide to respond, I will do so without fear or favor. And as I told you, even to the extent that if my life will be laid for speaking the truth and defending the Constitution of Ghana as by law established, I will do so.
I'm
a private citizen. Nobody can control me. And I have a constitutional right to defend myself and the Constitution of Ghana as by law established. Corruption and corruption-related offenses are forbidden by the Constitution. An assessment of anti-corruption is something allowable under the Constitution. And it must not be subsumed under personal attacks. It must stop.
How is a citizen vigilante doing, though?
Well, now I'm talking to you as citizen vigilante. And that is what they should remember.
Thank you for speaking to us.
Let me tell you one thing.
Yes.
All these threats about burgling me, armed robbery, burning my house, I'm aware. I tried to call Kandapa, he didn't pick it. And I got a former National Security Advisor to contact him and tell him. And I know the persons involved, I can name them. I reserve it for the meantime.
They are bagging your house.
I put my life on the Republic of Ghana, and the president will be responsible for anything that happens to me.
They are bagging your house.
I said burglary.
Okay.
They will rob me.
Okay.
They will burn my house.
People are planning to do that.
Look, I am telling you that the intelligence is there. And I called the Minister for National Security. He didn't pick it. But I got a former National Security Advisor to speak to him. And this fact is now known. And I'm saying that the president will be responsible for anything that happens to me.
Are you safe, sir?
What? I'm safe. I'm a Ghanaian. I don't fear anything. And as I said, to die in the cause of fighting corruption is what I started with President General Lawrence since 31st December 1981. And I'm not going to leave it because some people think that they can threaten me. I don't give a damn about that.
We wish you all the best, sir, and Ghanaians would be waiting to hear you respond to some of the issues that were raised by the presidency when you deem it.
Well, I have told you that if they don't stop, I will respond. As to what I will do, I will reserve that to myself. But, as I said, whatever happens to me, I lay my life on the Republic of Ghana, and the president has a constitutional duty to provoke, to protect me. I don't need any security at my house or to follow me. And anybody who makes an attempt, he will have himself to blame.
Since you are a citizen vigilante, should members of the public who want to come and protect you do so?
My friend, people have called and want to even come and track loose from Boku and all that. And I've told them that these are all, what they are hearing, they are not true. Because as a citizen of Ghana, I mean, I'm entitled to say my mind and defend the Constitution. The fact that you are in government doesn't mean that when you are dissatisfied with the report, you go after the person of the bill. Look, the Minister for Finance has been my friend for years. Why would I go for him? While I was writing the report, didn't he come to this house? Was he not here on the 21st of October? What did I tell him? Why is he now sending out information about me and budgets and all that? Should I come out? Let's stop it.
Okay,
sir. And I say, let's stop it before we wash dirty linens in public.
Thank you, sir, for speaking to us.
Thank you.